Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Deb Wolf, and we're talking with Autry Pruitt, which is getting to be a regular thing. Autry, here we go again every week. We're going steady now, I think.
I know. I've seen your, I'm looking at your picture, so I'm not ashamed to say that at all. Going steady, that's fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think Dr. Carol's going to be upset because she was my steady before you. She may be upset.
It's fine. I'm looking at Dr. Carol's picture too. This is not bad. Actually, I'm doing pretty well for myself.
Not bad at all. Hey, Dr. Carol, is that you? Can I hear you?
That is I. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's been so long, Dr. Carol. I miss you.
I know. I feel like we're having a reunion.
Yeah, you missed the last. Who was that last guy? Ron Segi?
Yeah.
Yes. She missed him completely.
Yeah, I heard he was the great host. Jack told me all about
That's
him.
Right, with the golden voice, with the old-fashioned radio voice. We've had a couple courtesy of Jack with voices like that.
Oh, you have?
Wow. Yeah,
old-fashioned. I'm working on mine. I'm working on it. I can bring up the bass a bit.
There you go. Autry. Yeah, there is no bass for me. I've got no bass. I'm all trouble. What do I do? No solution to that one.
We'll just have to ask the dogs.
You know what?
What were you doing last week? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Dr. Carol? Yeah, let's find out.
What were you doing?
What were you doing that was better than being with us? Why'd you stand us up, Dr. Carol?
Well, the fact of the matter is duty called, and my new veterinary clinic is just going fantastic, and I had all kinds of little puppies and kitties that needed my attention.
What's this new vet? Where is this thing at? Can I look it up on the web?
Well, you can indeed. It's the Chagrin Falls Veterinary Center, and it's a beautiful, great little veterinary clinic right here in Chagrin Falls, and it's the first...
Chagrin,
it's an Indian word.
Oh.
And it's the first integrative pet wellness center for dogs and cats in northeastern Ohio.
Oh, Chagrin Falls, Ohio Vet Center. I need to come... Where is that? Is that close to... I'll be there for a conference pretty soon. Is that close to Columbus or Cincinnati?
It's about 2 hours from Columbus, my alma mater, Ohio State. Actually, it's about 30 minutes east of Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or two hours.
So, you know, it occurs to me that I need to put a GPS tracker on you, Dr. Carol, because every time you're missing when you're supposed to be somewhere, you tell me it's an animal emergency. And I have a feeling that if I put a tracker on you, I would find you at some kind of spa or, you know, get your nails done, someplace I'd like to be. That's enough.
I know. Have you seen this picture of Dr. Carol? Good gosh. Yeah.
I know. We're lucky.
What race are we on?
Skype picture. You've got a great Skype picture.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you both do. You both do.
Aw, you too, Audrey. You're a good-looking fella. See, we're wasted on radio. People don't know how hot we all are.
I know. That's completely wasted. And oddly enough, I don't see Dr. Carol with any animals. All I see is just her and this beautiful suit. And
Well... That's because animals are surrounding me. They're in my
club. I see it.
They're the love of my life and the spirit that I go by.
Man, folks, she's got a coat.
I want to ask you, what do you think about, because you just said they surround you and animals in your life, and it made me think of, I was on a boat with this woman a couple of weeks ago in Florida, and she had a dolphin tattoo on her back. And we were on a dolphin cruise looking for dolphins. And when anyone would ask her, oh, you have a dolphin on your back, and they'd make some kind of small talk joke, like maybe that's why they're coming, or maybe you should stand up front, or she would roll her eyes and get annoyed that they mentioned and noticed her tattoo. So I want to ask you, what do you guys think about animal tattoos and people with animal tattoos? And do you have any animal tattoos?
I think tattoos are pretty much ridiculous all the way around. I don't believe in painting your body. I don't believe, other than maybe some simple ears, I don't like really piercing your body at all, yeah, either. So I think they're absolutely ridiculous, an animal tattoo.
What do you think, Dr. Carol?
Well, I'm not crazy about piercing my body with actual needles because I'm a bit needle shy, but I think that the stick-on tattoos are really cute. Every now and then I'll stick a little tiger on my shoulder.
You're needle shy, but you give needles every day.
I was
right?
about to say, isn't it like your job to terrify young pets with needles?
Well, now we don't terrify them. We treat them with gentle, loving care, and we only use the needle when it's a must. In all other cases, we resort to natural remedies, which sometimes come along
like
with
a finger
needle.
In the bump.
Well, that's one way of putting it, but I hope this conversation isn't going to go right back to anal glands.
No, not anal glands. But you know what? I thought of you yesterday when I was reaching under a male dog. I did, Dr. Carol. I have to admit, I was at the vet. I had a dog who broke out in a hot spot, a customer who's staying here, and I had to take him to the vet. And his paperwork wasn't totally filled out, so it didn't say if he was neutered or not. So I looked at the vet tech. She looked at me. She goes, do you want to feel or should I? So we both felt, and okay, no equipment. He's been neutered. But that's going to change, right? We won't be able to tell anymore. That's frightening for me.
Wait a second. You won't be able to touch dog testicles? That's frightening to you?
No, but Dr. Carol told me about this new method of neutering where the testicles will still be there, but the dog will be surgically altered or chemically altered, so it can't make puppies. So you won't be able to tell. That's the part that's scary.
But will the aggression? Because sometimes neutering is to solve some aggression issues in aggressive animals. Will that still solve the issues, or is it going to be different? It's more like birth control rather than actual spayed neutering situation.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's a new injectable solution. It's called Zooterin, and instead of putting a dog, you know, under general anesthesia and going through that whole procedure, this is just great because it requires no general anesthesia, no hospital stay. We just give one little shot into each testicle. That's all it takes. The dog goes home the same day. And what happens is that the vast majority of his testosterone or the male hormone is diminished to a very low level. But the good news is that a low level of that male hormone, testosterone, remains to circulate in the body. So that allows dogs, male dogs, to have a little bit of that hormone. Because remember, hormones do a lot more than just facilitate procreation. You know, they're important for your brains, your bones, your joint, as well as your heart. So some of the problems in the health problems that, in this case, neutered male dogs experienced will be minimized because they will still have a low level of that hormone circulating in their body. They won't be able to reproduce.
How much is this per shot?
What is the cost? You know, I don't have an exact cost. If you want me to reach out and guess, my guess is that it's going to be probably somewhere around $35 a dog. So it'll be very, very cost effective.
Well, that's way cheaper than what it is now.
Yeah.
When are they going to come out with this for humans? I think this is great.
I think they have a way to chemically do humans.
I think it's more of a surgery and you have to have a more willing participant. But I would not want to be the person who holds that dog. I think muzzles are required for this one. That's going to hurt. Oh, well, we have 15 seconds. Dr. Carol, we're going to come back, talk more about this. We do have an email from a person asking about neutering and a wart problem on their dog. So we'll talk about that. We'll be back with Autry Pruitt, Dr. Carol Osborne, and me, Deb Wolf, on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near, I love you.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Radio, and we have a smart question, Autry. We've got a question for Dr. Carol today.
All right.
Okay. So this actually came in a few weeks ago, so I hope they didn't make a decision. They were asking you for, because you weren't here.
My pet is dying, Dr. Carol. I have a question for you.
Oh, it's terrific.
Here's Deb. Oh, that's right.
It's an older dog. They've had it a long time. They have no behavioral problems, so there's no reason other than medical, to neuter the guy. He's been intact all these years. They used to breed him. They don't anymore. But the thing is, he has this ugly, and I can tell you it's ugly because they sent me a picture. Thank you very much, people. Ugly, ugly, disgusting growth on the inside of his foot. Okay, now it's sort of where a knee would be on a person. And it's black, and it's got all these knobs to it. It kind of looks like a bunch of grapes. It's pretty disgusting. So they took the dog to the vet when it was just a grape or two. And the vet said, leave it if it doesn't bother him. If it gets bigger, we'll do something. Got bigger. They went back to the vet. Now the vet's saying, well, you have to decide. Your dog's so old, we have to put him under to test for this. So we can't test to see if it's cancer unless we remove it. If it's cancer, it probably doesn't matter anyway. Your dog's so old. Do you want us to put him under, remove the wart, and neuter him at the same time? And the people are kind of surprised that this would even be suggested, and they want to know what to do.
Well, do we have any idea just how old the dog is?
12. And it's a big dog. It looks like a mutt. I see the picture of shaggy-ish, sort of, retriever cross, I would say.
Okay. Well, and is the dog eating and drinking and urinating and defecating normally? It's just that this mass is really bothering the owner?
No, the dog has been chewing at it. Other than that, he's fine. They say he picks at it and chews at it, and that's why they think maybe it's growing, seems to be growing quicker, and it is quite ugly. I mean,
okay. All right. Well, very, very simple. First of all, to ascertain the true internal health status of the dog, they need to have their veterinarian run a complete set of blood tests, CBC chemistry profile, as well as a urinalysis. At the same time, the veterinarian can simply put a needle into that little black mass. No anesthesia or anything is necessary. They pull out some cells. They squirt them onto a slide. We call this an aspiration biopsy. It's perfectly harmless. There's no risk to the dog at all. They can send that into the lab along with the blood and urine, and they can get an initial report from the pathologist as to what the cellular structure is and what the histopathologist thinks that it may or may not be. Sometimes you can get enough information from an aspiration cytology to actually get a diagnosis. Other times you can just get an idea. If it comes back inconclusive, then again, not getting into general anesthesia or anything that could potentially, you know, harm this dog or risk his life, they can take a biopsy that can be done with a local anesthetic. They take a little piece of tissue, throw it in some formalin, and send it to the lab. That will, in 3 to 5 days, come back with an absolute positive definitive diagnosis, at which point she can call us back and we can tell her what to do on All Paws Pet Talk, or she can discuss it with her veterinarian.
So then they'll know if it's cancer or not, is what you're saying?
Yes.
I think her problem, and it's a couple actually, I think their problem is they sort of think, well, he's so old, maybe we shouldn't do anything. And should we neuter him if we do something? Is kind of another question they're asking.
Well, the first most important thing right now is not neutering the dog. The most important thing is getting to the bottom of this mess. The fact that the dog is 12 and he's not neutered doesn't seem to be bothering the dog. Doesn't seem to be bothering the owner, and it certainly, as a veterinarian, is not bothering me.
It seems to be bothering their vet, though. There is a really strong bias toward neutering all the animals, and they've been told, according to their email, that it has to do with testicular cancer.
Well, unfortunately,
the dog is already old.
I know, he's already outlived all his buddies. His litter.
I mean, what kind of dog is it?
It's a retriever cross and it's 12. I mean, it's doing all right.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, the dog's living
on
prayer.
It's not deaf. It's not blind. It has no hip problems. Oh, it's got a little wart on its leg. Let's hope, right? Let's hope.
Right. The fact of the matter is the dog does not need to be neutered. The dog needs to have the mass on his leg diagnosed and taken care of. And if he were my dog or if they were my clients, that's exactly what I would do for them.
Yeah, sounds like basically, let me just break this down for you. Now that Dr. Carol gave you the medical advice, let me give you the real advice. Get a new freaking vet. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, seriously.
Whatever vet you're using, stop.
Yeah, because it sounds like they were talking them out of the aspiration and into the full procedure. That's what, and a neuter.
Are you sure?
It really does sound like markup to me. Like they were trying to get the most out of this customer, really.
Well, unfortunately, that's kind of what it sounds like to me as well. And the fact of the matter is there is no need, from what I can see, to neuter this dog. The need is to get to the bottom of this mess and address it.
I hate to say I told you so, but get a new vet.
Get a new vet.
Where are they from? Where are they from, Deb?
You know what? It doesn't say. It doesn't say on here. It says we hear your show out of Seattle on Saturdays. So that gives us an idea. Yeah.
Seattle's somewhere. A nice hippie city. They don't have vets there.
No, they have lots of vets there. That's the thing. I think sometimes people don't realize the variety of choice. Like earlier in the program, Dr. Carol, you mentioned that your clinic is the first integrated clinic in your neighborhood. Probably most listeners don't know what that is. So maybe you could tell us.
Absolutely. Integrative medicine. Is basically a doctor that's an integrative practitioner, be it human or veterinary. Basically, we've got two little black bags. We've got the one black bag that we walked out of medical school with, veterinary school in my case, that teaches you all the traditional Western medicine beliefs, philosophies, and procedures. And for some individuals that choose to take additional formal education after graduation, which is what I did, we then become very knowledgeable and educated in alternative and natural therapies, the Eastern way of doing things, if you will. And that's where we are educated in diet, nutrition, supplements, acupuncture, herbs, homeopathy, etc. So integrative just means to combine or integrate traditional or Western medicine with Eastern alternative therapies so that we can combine our knowledge and put our two little black bags together so that we can truly offer the very best for each dog using, you know, toolkits from both worlds. So an integrative practitioner just has a few more things to offer their patients than a practitioner that's strictly holistic or that is strictly traditional. And one thing that I do want to say that I have been noticing by my phone calls is there's a handful of people out there that think that raising, if you will, a puppy holistically means that we never give any vaccinations. And that is very, very far from the truth.
I want you to talk about this because I get these people calling the kennel and they want exemptions. They want their puppy to not have to have rabies. And that's really serious. We only have 1 minute, Dr.
What do you mean they want exemptions?
Why should they have their vaccines?
Well, they want you to sign an exempt paper?
Yeah, the bottom line is we always vaccinate for the infectious viral diseases for which there is no cure, but as in the holistic mindset is we simply don't over-vaccinate. We vaccinate what needs to be vaccinated for, and then instead of over-vaccinating, we verify vaccine titers by taking a little blood test to see if they have a protective level of antibodies or if they truly do need another vaccine.
We have to go to the break, but I want to talk more about vaccines because it's a very hot topic and it's really
absolutely
important.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And
you know that I really do.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I've got my steady veterinarian, Dr. Carol, here with us today. Right, Dr. Carol?
Yes, I'm right here, and we're ready to roll.
And we've got Autry Pruitt coming in from New York City, and Autry, we have a fellow New Yorker for us today, Tamar. Tamar is not a dog person, I'm afraid to say. Tamar is a cat lady. Is that right, Tamar? Is that
when
you're knitting a sweater while we speak?
Exactly. I've got 10 cats sitting around me, and that's exactly what's happening. I'm knitting.
Knitting a sweater and, putting scrapbooks together
for
the kids in your family and making Christmas ornaments for next year. That's what cat ladies do, right?
You nailed it. Exactly. That's what cat ladies do. But I consider myself an animal person, and I jokingly say, I mean, cats were my gateway animal. You know, they really were.
I see. Like,
how many animals do you have?
I have three. It's not that many, right?
Oh, okay.
Three cats.
But because of cats, I now love dogs. And, you know, I've even kissed a pig. So who knows where it could go from here.
Yeah, I've kissed a few of those in my life.
I know. Yeah. Haven't we all? So, okay. So you have a cat. I have a cat. And that's your latest post. I have a cat. And
I have a cat. Yep, my blog.
Give out the blog.
Yep, it's ihavecat.com.
And I just see from your byline, you say 30,000 cat lovers can't be wrong. Well, what's that about?
Yeah. Well, I have actually now 31,000 Facebook fans. And the blog was named I Have Cat because it's sort of like having a disease or like I have herpes or I have, you know. So the idea was like, you know, just putting it out there. Like I have cat, but it's kind of like in a way as if it was like a disease or something people don't really talk about. Yeah, so that's kind of how it all started.
When I first signed up to Facebook, I was able to enter in as the one of the languages that I speak, cat. C-A-T, oh, cat. Really? They wouldn't let me put dog, but they would let me put cat for some reason. So I had that on there for a while. But like 31,000. Man, that's a lot. Hey, Autry, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
What? 31,000 cat army?
Yes.
Crazy citizens with bayonets out there ready to slash people?
I think they missed a heck of a film festival just for them last week in Toronto. That's what I think. There was a cat film festival in Toronto last week.
I wonder if it was the there was one that came to the Warsaw in Brooklyn, and I wonder if it was the same one. And I think it started in Minnesota.
Well, this one was about the internet and the online.
I have a question as to how in the your blog is about being. Are you still single with cats?
Yes, I'm still single with cats.
Okay, so I don't want to say the obvious, but anyway. So her blog is about being single with a cat. So maybe I don't know. So
what happens if you start dating someone? Do you have to start blogging or? Do you have to hide it like the Beatles, you know, pretend you're not really dating someone?
Well, my problem is, though, I can't tell anybody my last name because then before a date, like they'll go on and like look me up and there's like thousands of pictures of me and like with cats. You know?
See it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is you on the site then.
Yeah.
With the holding the little cats up with the cardboard.
Two out of the three cats made the cut. Yeah.
I have people listen up to this email. I have cat.com. Please look into it. Please send her an email. Look at her picture. Read about her. She needs a date.
No, Autry. Hey, we all need dates, Autry. But I don't know if that's the way to get it. I'm not sure if posting pictures of all my pets is going to get me the best date. Somehow, I think there'd be better pictures to post.
So have what's the problem? What's the complication? I want to know what the complication is with dating and cats. What's the complication? I can tell you because I'm allergic, but...
Well, see, there's one complication right there. And then the stereotype and the stigma that we were just joking about. I mean, the 10 cats and the knitting and the scrapbooking. And I think
but
curlers in your hair.
Can we be real for a second?
Yeah.
Can we be honest? Listen, yeah. I'm a dude, all right? I'm taking it to you date dudes. I don't know how it works for the other.
Yeah, I date dudes.
Okay, so I'm a dude. You're in... There's no, I'm looking at your picture. There's no stereotype. I saw your picture. I didn't see any cats. I saw your picture. It's a hot picture, by the way. You guys, Deb, Carol, look this up. Hot picture. So I'm looking at your picture going, this picture is hot. Who cares? I'm not thinking about cats. I'm just saying. So how is it that difficult? I mean, you are a beautiful woman in New York in your 30s, clearly intelligent, smart, 31,000 Facebook fans. So what disadvantage do you have with the cats? That's what I really want to know.
Well, that's a good question. I would say it's age and cats.
Well, I'd be more intimidated by 31,000 Facebook fans.
Some of those 31,000 people have to be men with cats, single men with cats, or single men who wish they could have cats, right?
There definitely are. And we feature some of them on our blog. And others of them you wouldn't necessarily want to, you know, go on a date with.
I see. So maybe there's a cat bachelor stereotype that is unknown but should be circulated. I bet they're an interesting group.
But I'm still waiting for the disadvantage.
Of having cats, for me in particular or in general?
Well, maybe now you don't have it, but for you in particular, that's what your blog's about. I'm like, I'm looking at your picture. You're gorgeous. You got 31,000 fans. You're on the radio. You got people. I'm looking. People posting. I love you. Oh, tons of comments. And you got I can't even say that word on the radio.
Where's that one?
You know, you got cats and tanks. So where's the disadvantage?
Audrey's going to make you dig deeper. He wants to know what's really behind
this. I'm not letting women, this is women's lib. I'm not letting you get away with, oh, I'm disadvantaged because I have a cat. Where's the disadvantage?
You're putting me on the psych sofa.
You're on the rate. That's right. Giddy up.
Do I have or to pay you now for that?
See, I would think a dog would be more of a disadvantage because if you have a dog, you have to walk it. You have to come home. You can't necessarily just ask the neighbor to lay out food or have a cat feeder or water. Or you can't ever, ever skip anything. You're always housebound, sort of. So that's more, but a cat, aren't you sort of free to visit, to stay over, to have visitors? I mean, your cats, how badly behaved are your cats? That's what I want to know. Are your cats so bad that they don't tolerate guests?
I don't think she's there.
No, I think we lost her. I think her cats are so jealous that they've taken over the phone
line.
They won't let her talk. That's the problem. Her cats interfere with her phone messaging, her friendships, her visits. That's what it is.
Have you looked at Slady's blog? I see her. Have you seen this lady's blog? Look at this page in this blog.
But you know what? I think we lost her. I think she's literally decided to go cuddle her cat. You know, there's a really funny commercial on TV. Have you seen it where it's for an eyeglass company? And the lady's, you know, doesn't have her eyeglasses on. So she opens the door and she lets in her cat, but it's actually a wild raccoon. Oh, I love that commercial.
My gosh. For that. We need to get this woman back.
We only have a few seconds left, so stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And anytime you're near, I
love you. When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Hello, you're back listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we had to hunt Tamar down. Tamar, we found her. We got the cats off her and we returned her to the connection. We still don't get this. I mean, I have dogs, I have goats, I have puppies being born. I have all kinds of commitments to the animals around here. And yet I date just fine. Now we've got this guest, Tamar. She claims she can't date because she has 3 cats. Her name actually means date, but she can't get a date. Dr. Carol, will you take over? Because Achi and
Not to mention she's gorgeous, people. Not to mention she's gorgeous. So
why would three cats stop you from getting a date? How bad are these cats?
They're not terrible, I promise. I think it's just guys don't necessarily go for women with three cats.
Who in the world are you? Who are you dating?
New York City men.
On this.
What?
Well, Dr. Carol, can you shed some light on this?
Well, yes, Tamara. I understand that you have a whole bunch of cats, but how your cats interfere with your ability to have a social life, that's the part that I have trouble with.
I think it's more – I still go out and do all those things. I think it's more guys finding out eventually how involved I am in the cat world. And that I actually have three cats. I do think three is the tipping point. I think three of anything. A guy with three bicycles is even a lot, you know? So I think three cats can be scary and overwhelming.
Well, maybe if it was three kids. I don't know. I got six dogs, six cats, several goats, 40 chickens.
I need dating lessons from you.
I don't know who you're dating. Now,
this is what I'm trying to figure out, girl. Do you need some gorgeous men to, what are your requirements? Because I will hook you up.
There we go. What is she looking for in this?
No, I think I need dating advice from the one with the 40 chickens.
Yeah, well.
I wouldn't be surprised. Deb might be dating one of those chickens. So I wouldn't.
There you go. No, they've got their rooster. Now, I wouldn't take them away from their true love. Elvis Presley, their rooster. We can't seem to figure out why you're single, but I think there's so much socialization with cats that's possible. Cat shows, special events, you know,
I don't think
book signings.
That's the problem. It's not the show for that, but I need to know her standards because I think there's something. I'm going to bring her somebody. I'm starting to get real skeptical now of your standards.
Oh, maybe she wants one of those people that it's their thing, you know, to dress up like
an unattainable.
Maybe she wants a man who's a pet cat. That's what it is.
No. That's if she wanted that in New York City, I can guarantee you she would have a date.
Yeah, but she'd have Mark.
I'd go to St. Mark Street.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could go to Craigslist. If you want a man to dress up like a cat for you, shoot. I've done worse.
She probably, you know what, they probably want her to dress up as a cat.
Yeah.
Got three cats. That's what's going on. There's something we're just missing here on Smart Animals.
And I know what it is. The veterinarian is coming to the rescue. Tomorrow, I've got the solution.
Yeah, tell me.
What you need to do is simply join the cat lovers dating site.
There you go.
And your problems will be solved.
I'm kind of scared of what some of those guys look like.
You are authoring your own prejudice.
You don't want to belong to a club that will have
girl. Girl, I'm about to tell you something right now. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with women right there.
No,
that's
this woman, not every woman, this woman, she does not want to belong to a club that will have her. That is no good. That is wrong thinking. You know,
right,
I want to hear a woman tell me that she would never date a guy who was slimmer than her because it would make her feel fat. And then she told me, but I'd never date a guy fatter than me because he'd be fat. And I thought, well, you're never going to date anybody with that attitude. You've got to date the cat lovers if you're a cat lover. Come on now, Tom.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever been to a cat show? Has anyone ever been to a cat show?
Yes.
Miracle. I think it's so funny to see the way
we talked about them like 4 weeks ago.
The cats are groomed and beautiful and coiffed to the hilt, and standing next to them usually is the plainest who hasn't even run a brush through her hair. You know, no makeup, no
nothing.
Everything goes to the cat. Yeah, sweatpants with stains. Exactly. So I love cat shows. But you know what? There's some good guys there, aren't there? No? None? Zero? Really, Autry?
But the problem is the premise is still that that you have to go to the cat show to get the guys with three cats. I'm telling you, girlfriend, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to Autry here. I'm telling you.
All right,
you are in the wrong circles.
If you guys happen to recall last week, we addressed a woman. I believe she was – I can't remember where she was from.
No, we didn't, Dr. Carol, because you weren't here. remember?
I addressed this with someone. I addressed the woman that married her dog. And tomorrow I'm thinking you can solve your problem by simply having a matrimonial ceremony with your cat.
Can you marry all three of them? I think somebody in China did marry their cat, though. I do.
All right.
Okay, now she wants three. Now we're getting to the crux.
Well, there's three of them.
That's all right.
I can't leave one out.
just share your
matrimony. Is there a dating show I can go on next? Because can we – what are your requirements? Like, do they have to have an animal? Do they have to have an animal? Do they have to have some type of animal or just like animals?
No, they have to like animals.
Do they have to be in their 30s?
I prefer if they're in their 40s or 50s.
Oh, do okay. you now? All right. Well, that just
I'm
opened
realistic.
Up the field. Listen, gentlemen.
I'm very realistic.
If you prefer 30s. New York City, here you come. Bachelors, listen up.
Yeah, exactly. So you prefer 30s or 40s or 50s. Do you prefer, like, is your name, are you Jewish because of your name? I don't know if you're...
No, I'm Armenian, but it's like a biblical name. But I feel like I'm on that dating show from the 70s now, where there's like three bachelors and one behind each door.
You feel like you're on the date. Girl, you came on here with three cats and don't know what to do with your gorgeous self. So, yes, you are in the
hot seat. Each door is a cat at the moment. So you've made an upgrade here. Okay.
I'm looking. I'm about to find another picture of this woman. Because...
And does the person have to be in New York City? It sounds like probably.
Oh, you know, I would move for love.
Are you vegan?
I would like to be, but I'm
not. Oh, no. See, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's not the cat. You're vegan?
No, I would like
the problem.
Wants to be.
I'm vegetarian right now.
So you're vegetarian right now?
I'm flirting with being vegan.
Well, unflirted, because that's what's going to keep you single. Vegan?
Yeah, then it's just so hard to find anywhere to go to eat. And then
what do you eat if you're vegan? Cat litter?
I don't think that's vegan.
I'm sure it's not. Okay, well, we only have one more minute, Autry. Do you want to close up with Tamar?
Tamar, you are beautiful. Get out there and stop meeting losers.
Yes. Be proud that you have three cats.
You sound horribly beautiful. You sound intelligent. If I didn't have stuff going on, I would hit you up. You are absolutely amazing. Folks, she's stunning, clearly brilliant. That's what guys are intimidated by. They're intimidated by your brilliance. It's not the fact you have three cats.
It's the 31,000 friends that intimidates them.
And if you have all this stuff going on, you probably have a few dollars too. So,
I have a cat, everybody. Look for it. If you have cat, then look for I have cat.
IHaveCat.com.
Thanks for coming to the show on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back to continue our conversation just a little bit about vaccinations with Dr. Carol, because people are starting to be afraid to do it. Are you doing too much? Are you doing not enough? Why do you need to do some? We'll be back. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio, and we were talking to Tamar, and I was just thinking, you know, I really hope those cats aren't going vegan, because that would be bad, wouldn't it, Dr. Carol?
Yes, it would, most definitely.
Her cats aren't going to go vegan.
No, and I think Autry's on to her. I think Autry realizes there's more cats in this story than three. Something's going on.
She's probably got little guys chopped up and she's feeding them to the cats. That's the problem.
Oh, no. Okay, Dr. Carol. So
we just had
a terrible epidemic in our area amongst human children, not animals, humans, of measles because people stopped vaccinating. And a couple years ago, there was a really bad epidemic in Montreal that came from the squirrels and then infected the pet population of rabies because people had just stopped vaccinating for rabies. Right. So I know people are afraid to vaccinate nowadays, but they really need to do some, don't they?
Absolutely. And I've gotten a call since I've opened this new veterinary clinic here in Chagrin Falls. I've been getting several calls from people in all kinds of locations wanting to come and see me because they want to raise their pet, quote, holistically, and they don't want any vaccines. And what I think is really important for people to know that raising a pet holistically is great, but that does not mean that we do not give vaccines. What it does mean is that we always vaccinate for the deadly contagious diseases that we have been able to pretty much eradicate through vaccinations. If we stop doing that, those diseases, just like the one that you related, chickenpox, measles, etc., will come back and affect and be fatal to many, many dogs and cats. I just saw a puppy this weekend with parvovirus. Do you need to vaccinate for parvo? Definitely.
Yes, that's a terrible one. And if you, my gosh, it kills puppies, right? Almost always.
Absolutely.
And it contaminates the soil for about 5 years. It's terrible.
And it's highly contagious to other dogs as well, both puppies and adults. So these diseases, parvovirus, distemper, hepatitis, those are the big ones, folks.
So I have a question for you then.
Yes.
We know what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean you don't vaccinate. But what does raising a pet holistically mean?
Okay. What it means exactly is this. Whether it be a puppy or a kitten, we do give two initial vaccines. For puppies, we give the distemper, parvo, and hepatitis twice at 12 and 16 weeks, giving the rabies shot at 16 weeks as required by law. Then in kittens, we're talking about the feline viral rhinotracheitis, which is the herpes virus, and your Khaleesi virus are the really big guns in cats, along with leukemia and rabies. So first, we test to be sure these cats are negative, specifically for feline AIDS, as well as for feline leukemia. What are the routine vaccinations that a holistically raised kitty should have? That FVRCP, the herpes, and the Khaleesi virus, along with that leukemia and the rabies shot. Again, we give it twice at 12 and 16 weeks of age. We give that rabies at 16 weeks of age. We then booster shots at 3-year intervals. Now, where the holistic part comes in is that instead of just routinely vaccinating at 3-year intervals, for those individuals that so choose, we simply take titers, which is a little blood test that we send into the lab, and that blood test can then document whether or not a protective level of antibody exists in that animal's blood to be protective against these diseases should they be exposed to an animal with the active form of the disease. It costs a little more. Titers cost, between $75 and $150, depending on which disease entity you're checking for.
I have a suspicion.
Okay.
Maybe it's the cynic in me, the political cynic, but I have a suspicion that we just have some lazy, cheap mother truckers out there that don't want to pay for stuff. So they're going to say, oh, I'm going to raise my pet holistically because they're really trying to save money.
Well, and unfortunately, Autry, I think that what you're saying probably has a lot to do with it. And I just hope that enough people are going to listen to this show that they will understand that if we stop vaccinating for those diseases, just like, tuberculosis and measles and mumps and all those diseases, they will come back in a big, big way that we don't want. So we vaccinate.
I want to highlight the rabies thing. Because if your dog or cat gets rabies, they're dead. That's it, right? And if a dog or cat in your life, in your neighborhood, someone around maybe had it and maybe touched you or your kids, you're all going. Everybody, every human involved is going for shots. A lot, right, Dr. Carol? Like, it's super, super bad. And if you think, well, my dog's always on leash, he can't get rabies. An animal with rabies looks for other animals. And it's super contagious.
It's really bad.
Your dog or cat can get it in your backyard quite literally from a bird or a squirrel or anything.
Well, and the other thing is that rabies, once again, it is a zoonotic disease that is communicable to people. So it's a law, and it's an incredible health risk, and it is not something that we are going to stop vaccinating for.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we won't interrupt each other. I was just going to say that so far with the current testing going on, most rabies shots do last for 8 years as opposed to 1 or 3. So again, that's where the value of titers comes in, so that we're not over vaccinating pets and subjecting them to more vaccines than they need, which unfortunately is not good for health and does end up being the demise of many of these pets, especially older pets.
And it's been around. I mean, Louis Pasteur, wasn't that what he became known for? Was the rabies vaccine?
No, pasteurizing was his thing, right?
Yes.
I knew him because of the rabies vaccine.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he do that too? It's amazing to think that people still die from it, though. Like, even right now, today, right this second, there's someone dying from rabies somewhere in the world.
It's a serious thing. I bet you if you visit these people in their homes, if you went into their homes, I bet you they don't live holistically as humans. They're just trying to do it because they're trying to be, If you want to be cheap, do not own a pet. That is my opinion.
I think there's also a scare about vaccines. People aren't sure if there's a link to autism in kids, and they're not sure about toxins.
Vaccine? Yeah, don't vaccinate your kid and let the dog bite your kid, and then you'll see a problem.
Well, yeah, no, there's a lot of hysteria out there right now around vaccines. And the ironic part for me with the holistic crowd is that they're all into homeopathy, and that's kind of the basis for vaccinations.
I just looked it up.
Yeah. So, one minute left, Autry. Well, thank you for educating us today, Autry. See, you're part of Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
All right.
Cheryl, thank you for joining us today. We only have a few seconds left. I'm Deb Wolf. And, well, we'll be back next week. We'll talk about more smart animal topics, won't we?
We definitely will. And for all of you guys out there, love your pets. Don't over vaccinate, but do vaccinate. And I'm your loving veterinarian, Dr. Carol Osborne, and look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Thank you, Autry. We'll talk again next week, I hope. Okay, everybody. So until next week, be good to your animals. From Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and me, Deb Wolf.